You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Players don't, you know, they know. They've been in the NFL. They know how this stuff works, you know. And I tell them basically we're not, we don't make any excuses. We don't point any fingers. That's not what we do here. We never have. We walk out of here with our chest out and our chin up, you know, and we look to the next game, you know, and we are fighting still for everything that we want to accomplish, you know. So it's tough. It's been a tough, challenging road for sure. But that's where we're at, you know, and we will keep fighting, and we believe we can get it done.
That's John Harbaugh, and he is right about one thing. The Ravens have it all out in front of them still after all of what's going on, even after the loss Sunday at Pittsburgh. They win out. They're going to win the AFC North. The problem is they're 6-7, and they're terrible at home, which the Ravens traditionally, historically, have been very good at home. And here they are with one home game left. They're 3-5 at M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even just the raw numbers. It's the eye test. It's how these games have gone. It's the Lions taking it personally the last time they met and then rubbing their noses in it. It's the Texans taking it personally the last time they met and then rubbing their nose on it and basically saving their season. I mean, the Texans are a completely different team from that point on than what they were prior. It's a Steelers team that we all thought was done after they started booing Renegade and tried to run the coach out of town. Getting off the mat, saving their season, and rubbing your nose in it by being willing to take deep shots and all over the place, including the first play of the game, when the whole league was mocking them for not having a 20-yard passing completion in forever. So it's not just that it's happened, and it's happened in rapid succession, and it's happened at a historic rate on the negative side, but it's also the optics of the way that it's happened and how little regard a lot of these opponents held them in and sort of the contempt with which these games were played. It's the first time since 2015 that they've lost three games at home in which they were favored.
It's only the second time ever, right? That's the only other instance when you look that up.
Yes. Only other time that that's happened. And you just, I mean, you look at the totality of the home performances and they don't seem to feed off the crowd. They don't seem to feed off that energy. I mean, even the ones that they've won, the Cleveland game, that was a rough first half, man. You know, like it hasn't been a fortress for them. It's been anything but. It's been a house of horrors for them. And I think it has a whole lot to do with the predicament they find themselves in.
I made a joke to Ken in the press box on Sunday that Steelers game was the first time the fans stayed all four quarters.
Yeah.
And that is not a shot at the fans. The Browns game ended up being a blowout, even though the first half was dicey. They got killed against the Lions, even though it was a one-score game. The Texans game, it was empty by third quarter. Rams game, it was...
Well, but there were a few hundred that stayed just to boo Harbs off the field.
Yeah. And yes, use choice words to John Harbaugh. It's been so odd and so un-Raven-like, where this is only the third season in now 30 seasons in which they finished their home schedule with a losing record. Even the worst years the Ravens had, a lot of them, they'd be 500.
You would mention this place in the same breath as Seattle, the same breath as best home field.
Yeah.
Mile High, especially through the Manning era. That's one of the places no one wants to go. That's a place where no matter what the record is, no matter what the standings are, even if you were heavily favored, you won in Baltimore, you were doing something right. And look, we didn't bring any of this up yesterday, and there was a lot to get to. But it's also the backdrop of the fact that, like, we talked to Jermaine Lewis. We talked to Marvin Lewis. There are people flying in from all over the country to be a part of this remembrance of the 25th anniversary of their first Super Bowl. And as Marv Lewis reminded us, they didn't get to do this 5 years ago because it was COVID. And it was all over Zoom.
Yeah.
So it's the first time they're bringing them back. And Ray does the squirrel dance, and they get punked by Pittsburgh.
He not only did the squirrel dance, but at halftime he spoke to the fans, got everybody fired up.
And they didn't play particularly impassioned football on either side of the ball from the giddy-up. Rodgers is emasculating the defense from the first play of the game, and the offense, once again, is a decent, moves the ball a little bit early. But then it's asleep at the wheel, no energy, no cadence, no pace, no first half scoring.
And something that's even crazier, guys, with the news happening late yesterday in our show, Ravens Patriots Week 16 flexed to Sunday Night Football. Ravens entered this year 22-3 under John Harbaugh in home primetime games. They might tie the losses this season.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. The Lions game and the Bengals, so you're 0-2. You could be 0-3 if you lose that Patriots game. Tie the losses from Harbs 0-8 through 24 in one season.
Yeah, they've been horrible in primetime. Save for, I guess, down in Miami, but at home.
They play with their food. If the coach isn't kicking, trying field goals and goes for a few fourth downs.
Throwing a fade to A-chan on Kyle Allen.
That was fun.
If you actually ran your offense through A-chan in the screen game and both running backs, that game was close into the second half. So, I think it's an indictment on them. And I really just do wonder if this whole, all the hype from the summer and all the press clippings and everybody fawning over the roster and fawning over the players and fawning over the coaches and fawning over the front office. I mean, I really wonder. And the way they've had this sleepwalking vibe early in games, I really just kind of wonder if they thought it was a little bit like their birthright. Like, we're going to be there in the end. And so there's just hasn't been
an
urgency.
Wake me up in December.
Right?
Yeah, wake me up in December.
There has not been an urgency to them across the board.
I will say this, and I talked to some people that work there, but they're around there, and they felt early, even in the summer, there was a different vibe about this team, and they weren't saying it in a positive way.
Yeah.
Like, there's a different vibe about this team than there was in years past, and I kind of blew
it
off.
Like, they thought they were hot stuff?
Yeah, and it's like, I kind of blew it off at the time. But now you sort of, it's just, the vibes are not great.
Well,
and they never were good.
No.
And being in that locker room after the Steelers loss, and look, everyone's seen the video of Lamar. Like, it almost felt like they know it's done, or close to done at this point. Marlon Humphrey said yesterday, leading into the Steelers game, his quote, "It's a must-win game." There were guys talking, must-win game.
They didn't play like it was a must-win game.
They did not.
One team changed their spots for their season. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is running. He's throwing the ball downfield. Those are two things we haven't seen him do in a while.
Yeah, I mean, look, if this season goes the way it looks like it's going to go, some of the sort of carnage in the wake, the when you cut the season wide open and you look at the innards, right, and you do the autopsy, we're going to be talking about talent, right? We're going to be talking about these legs weren't good enough, these hands weren't good enough, but like we might be talking a little bit about heart and soul too, and that's off brand for them, but that's very on brand for this year's version of the Ravens. And I think it also, you see that bleed out when they're playing at home and when they're playing at home and they're expected to win. And again, they almost seem to kind of take it for granted.
We have a massive Tuesday show. There's some action going on down at the winter meetings. Does that mean the Orioles are going to get involved? We'll talk some Orioles in this show. Yeah, but guess-wise, Terps got blown out Saturday night in Iowa. We'll talk to our buddy Chris Nockey, part of Terps Radio. You hear the games right here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins at 3 o'clock. Cynthia Freeland, are the Ravens done? She's from NFL Network. We'll ask her at 4. And our friend Morgan Atsit from Fox 45 Sports. We'll talk Ravens and O's with her at 5.
Yeah, obviously a lot to get to here. Bengals looming around the corner is a big deal. Talk some baseball. I mean, I don't know.
They're in the mix, Jason.
Yeah, there's part of me that
they're
just,
in the mix.
Well,
never heard that before.
I'll be sitting back and listening on a lot of those segments because I'm not gonna. There's enough people who are like whitewashing this joke of a front office and just peddling this stuff off like it matters or like it's real. Yeah, let them do something. Let them do something. I'll believe it when I see it.
Boom, they're in the mix.
Other than to tell agents how much they want their players.
Yes, they want them. Bad. Hey, coming up next, though, we switch. Stick with the Ravens. And time for some necessary roughness. Lamar Jackson. It's a slump. He hadn't been good for a while. Just how bad, we'll tell you next here on the
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Fan.
Yeah, I can say that. You know, we got new additions. We got D-Hop, guys like that on our team. And I don't think he came over here for us to be in this situation. You know, we known for winning, man, but I feel like this is just an adversity game, man. I feel like this point of the season, you know, we got to just keep fighting and just keep God first.
That's Lamar Jackson after the game Sunday, talking about DeAndre Hopkins for a while. For one, came over here, added to the offense. We thought this offense, coming off last year's historic offense where Lamar should have won his third MVP, that adding D-Hop to it, just missed one offensive lineman. This thing was good. The train was going to keep on rolling. Well, Lamar was hurt, and then he came back. He was good in the second half against Miami, won Offensive Player of the Week in the AFC. Yeah. Since then, he was responsible for one touchdown in Minnesota, none in Cleveland, none against the Jets, none against the Bengals. Finally had a passing and a rushing touchdown against the Steelers, but frankly wasn't great in that game either. What's going on with Lamar Jackson?
It's the worst, as far as I'm concerned, it's the worst stretch of his career. I mean, you can now go back five straight games, he's completed less than 59% of his passes. Yeah. You know, you got to go back to his rookie year, and even some of those weren't really starts, to find a stretch like that. So the accuracy's been off, the fundamentals, and look, he's always been an off-script guy and a guy who's freelancing is going to help him and all that, but like, he's missed, his fundamentals are off. He's in his own head in a way that I don't think we've ever seen before. It's not like these are January playoff games and they have a slow start and he flips out on the sidelines. He's flipping out in November.
And he's overhyped
against the bad Vikings team. He's flipping out all over the place.
And Jason, in those games, he's overhyped and it kind of wound up to him. This is the opposite.
And this
of that.
Is from the beginning.
Yeah.
And the eye test, the body language, none of that has looked right going back to before the injury. And it's bled into the injury, but I mean, we can now go back, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can go back 6 games. He's got 6 passing touchdowns, and 4 of them came in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not... And factor for the injury. Factor for, like, maybe him and Monk not being on the same page as we were in the past. Factor for the bad offensive line. Factor for the 30-year-old running back coming off a 2,000-yard season. Like, you could factor all that in. I still never thought we'd see an extended version of this degree level of quarterbacking, given the heights that he's hit so far in his career.
No shot. No shot at all. And look at the last 3 defenses he's played. Steelers defense, they're nothing special. Bengals were historically bad coming into that one. The Jets defense, not special at all. I'll give you Cleveland. I'll give you Brian Flores and the Vikings on the road. But this hasn't been murderer's row when you're talking about defensive teams. And despite it all, in this 5-game stretch, 2 touchdowns, 4 picks. He's got 2 lost fumbles, so 6 turnovers in these 5 games. And I felt like, for the first time in a bit, there were more extended glimpses of Lamar Jackson in that game.
There were some flashes of who he is.
Yes. Like the touchdown run. There were some third down scrambles that he picked up. I liked him driving the football at times, whether that was to Zay down the field or even Bateman had one of those catches. But something that we continue to see, and this isn't just a Lamar Jackson issue, it's an offense as a collective. They're terrible in the red zone. They suck in the red zone. We are this.
And he was a genius in the red zone both of his MVP seasons.
And, all 3. Yeah, and the one he didn't get the MVP.
We
so
are this deep into the season, and Lamar in the red zone has a 42.5% completion percentage. Dylan Gabriel's better than him in the red zone. Like, that is among the lowest in football.
But could that also be more revealing of a flaw in construction? Because we've said all year, the only guy who shows up for him in the passing game this season is Zay. And Zay's not built to win in the red zone. Zay will never win it. I think it's fair to say. He's never really going to win in the red zone. And Zay's not going to be a touchdown producer. Zay wins between the 20s. And he wins in a unique way. And they've maximized that.
But it was the same offense a year ago and everything like kind of...
Okay, well, who's the real Bateman? The Bateman we see most of his career or the Bateman...
We'll get into that in a little bit.
The Bateman for the second half of last year when this thing was going crazy.
We'll get into that.
Likely doesn't even have a future here. Who would have said that a year ago?
No.
And Andrews does. Does Andrews show up in big games?
No.
So,
in regular
who are the
season
playmakers?
Big games, he does.
Not against the Steelers.
Yeah. No, he has one career touchdown against the Steelers. That was last year.
And he wanted one so bad in this last game that he kept it from going to Hopkins.
But the other thing is, and again, there's things around him. But Lamar, we give him all the credit in the world, and he's won two MVPs, and last year he was the best he's ever been. Fourth passer rating of all time. With, as was once said in the Spider-Man movie, with great power comes great responsibility. Lamar Jackson, he's got to wear this. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And there's things going on around him, but he's bad. And we've seen quarterbacks. Heck, I can remember a year Steve McNair didn't practice at all the second half of the year, and he won co-MVP. So, like, yes, he's marginalized a little bit, but he's supposed to be a Superman. And he's not even close to that right now, and he's got to wear a lot of that. I'm sorry.
Dude, yes. You guys know I'm not an Aaron Rodgers guy. What was it? The broken wrist in that game? I know it's not his throwing.
Hey, how
wrist,
about Justin Herbert last night?
Yeah.
How about him running? He got
with
destroyed.
A broken, bloody hand.
Yeah.
He's their entire offense running the ball.
Yes. Yeah.
No, this isn't good enough. It's not good enough. But Lamar Jackson's a top five quarterback in this league. That's a known commodity, and they're going to have to pay him again.
Yes.
Like he's a top five quarterback in this league. I do wonder about the rest of this cast and how good they really are. Because as good as he is, he might never be as transcendently all-time transcendent as he was a year ago, MVP or not. And if that's what it takes for these other guys to look the part, I got news for you. He's not going to have the greatest season in NFL history every year. It's not going to happen.
No. But there's got to be a middle ground. Like,
and I think there will be a middle ground. But how many of these guys are legit?
Yeah.
The league didn't want Andrews.
No. Well, they didn't want him at the Ravens' price.
Now they've re-upped.
Yeah.
So that they spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Bateman came back to them because the rest of the league, for a lot of reasons, but yes. Part of it was he had a chance to get something here. He couldn't get anywhere.
Yes.
Why did Ronnie Stanley come back here for almost pennies on the dollar?
Because he didn't want to take physicals elsewhere.
Well, and I mean, we're talking critical positions now. We're talking your one downfield threat. We're talking your left tackle. We're talking tight ends in a heavy tight end offense. And the one who's got upside, we think, has no future here.
No, he's
so not. I think the cast.
Yeah.
And again, Zay's fun. Zay's great. Zay's never going to win for you in the red zone.
You want to hear an incredible stat about Zay Flowers? He caught a touchdown on his sixth target of the season. He hasn't caught one since. He's got one touchdown.
He doesn't. I mean, like, again.
That was a screen pass.
I think they're going to
It was a great play.
That was awesome. Stanley laid someone out. Yeah.
As much as everybody couldn't stop gushing about this roster a year ago, I think when you really bear down on this in February, combine time in March, I'm not sure how many of these guys are special.
Would you say in the locker room, in the castle, there was a lot of resting on their laurels?
Absolutely.
I think
they said it out loud.
Yes.
Yeah, it was DaCosta's quote. That's why we played it a million times. Yeah.
Coming up next, the week ended in the National Football League with a wild Monday Night Football game. We'll recap and look back at this week in football, including we'll hear from Andy Reid, we'll hear from Josh Allen. It's League at Large next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's here on the Fan.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off. Intercepted. And the Chargers win the ball game.
Maybe the best. Best feeling, just a wonderful feeling of winning and thrill of victory. It's certainly in the discussion. I put in the discussion the birth of my 7 children, my marriage, in the conversation. Just joyful, joyous, and the biblical definition of that is just overflowing with joy.
So you heard the highlight, Monday Night Football, Joe Buck on the call, Raven for Life. Tony Jefferson intercepts a tip pass, clinched the game in overtime. Eagles were in field goal range, could have tied the game. Instead, it ends, and Jalen, and then you heard from Jim, Don't Call Me Harbs Harbaugh, and talked about the joy of winning a football game. Justin Herbert got beat up in this game.
Man.
But he also rushed for 66 yards and helped them move the football down the field. They got 5 field goals from Dicker, the kicker, and they beat Cameron Dicker, and they beat the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. And the Eagles look broken on offense.
Yeah. I mean, look, neither team had a whole lot of downfield acumen in terms of moving the ball. It was a slog. Barkley got going more than we've seen lately, but that proved not even to be enough. Hurts didn't really want to use his legs at all for whatever reason.
He had 4 carries for 8 yards.
I mean, and even they said during the broadcast, like, hey, we think, he's gonna run more here. They want more design runs. I think they were calling design runs. I don't think he wanted any part of it, which is kind of odd because the guy who's bleeding out on the other sideline is literally
like, I'll run.
He can't even grip the ball with 2 hands. He's fumbling, and he just keeps saying, this is the only chance we have to matriculate the ball, so I'm going to do it. And Hurts would rather just sit back and throw picks. But, like, this is a huge win for the Chargers.
Yes, like, massive.
And it's a huge turn of events for the potentially the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Because I don't think 3 teams from that division are making the playoffs in all likelihood.
Chiefs done, man.
And that takes the Chiefs out of finishing 2nd in this division, probably. I thought it was really gutsy from the Chargers. Chargers defense played really hard. And look, the Eagles defense did a really nice job as well. I mean, they weren't giving up any touchdowns, and they still lost the game.
Well, you think of it from a Chargers perspective, where the Eagles turn the ball over 5 times. You don't typically think you have to go to overtime to win that football game, but you turn the ball over 3 times themselves. They had the fumble immediately after a Hurts interception at one point, and then the crazy play where Hurts had 2 turnovers in 1.
They said since 1978, the same player has not turned the ball over on the same play twice, and he threw the pick, then they stripped the big man interception, Hurts recovers it, then he gets stripped, and the Chargers recover it again.
It's a fantastic win for the Chargers, no 2 ways about it. But with that being said, spinning this forward, they can't win in the playoffs with that offensive line. They can't, man.
Well, they lost
our guy Bradley Bozeman.
It was a rough night for him.
He was hit 11 times.
And that's without the Eagles' best defensive lineman playing in the game.
Yeah.
You know, no Carter. It's a tough road to hoe for the Chargers, the way they're doing it. I mean, literally, I can't imagine what Justin Herbert feels like this morning.
Cold tub.
And it's just, I mean, think about Ladd McConkey a year ago and, like, what that is now. I mean, Gadsden was a thing for a while, and then teams realized that's where the ball's going.
Well, but the other
now that's nothing. Keenan Allen is done.
So
he can't separate.
Full disclosure, I have him in a couple fantasy leagues, so I was doing a deep dive on him. Because the tackles are both out and the line so bad, they leave him in the block more often than they did before because he's like a big body. Yeah.
He's like
he's been marginalized as a receiver.
The Johnson kid still can't really catch the ball or do anything consistently to the positive. Yet here they are. It's a really good. So this is now four straight home games where they've allowed 19 points or less, and they've allowed 14 or less in three of those. The defense gets the job done. Derwin James,
Tony Jefferson,
out of games, same stuff as always. But that was blood and guts, literally. And they deserved it.
It certainly seems like they're going to make it because you look at the current landscape in the AFC where they're 9-4, Bills are 9-4, and then 2 8-5 teams with the Texans and Colts. Colts just brought Phillip Rivers out of retirement.
Yeah, that's fun. Jason, what do you think of that?
I can't imagine that's going to go well. So you'd think those are the three wild cards, the Chargers, Bills.
By the way, if he gets signed to the active roster, his Hall of Fame clock resets. Restarts. But what? 44-year-old Phillip Rivers signing with the Colts, Jason.
Desperate times,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Desperate times.
Did not have it on my bingo card. He's got a grandchild.
Yes.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so and back in the NFL. Let's move to another game, and a game that I think we all assumed the Chiefs at some point would find a way to beat the Texans. They did not. They lost 20-10. Andy Reid talks about the loss.
Listen, it was a great atmosphere for a football game. The fans were phenomenal. We came up short, obviously. So I need to make sure that I give the guys an opportunity on those fourth downs to make plays, take full responsibility for that. Thought we could muster something up there, and I knew points were important. So, but that's my responsibility to make sure those work. And then, the obvious is we've had too many drops. You got to take care of that. I'm not sure where these came from. We did catch the ball pretty good there till last couple games. So we've got to go back to that and make sure we're done. These are great players that have had some drops, and quarterback, I know, would like to have a couple of those throws back. But we've got to start making those kind of plays offensively. And defensively, I thought, again, the second half of the game, we played really, really good sound football and made plays. We're able to put the ball back into the offense's hands. And then special teams, I thought, did a good job too. So
the Chiefs are 6-7. That fourth, he's referring to the 4th-and-1 from his own 30. They didn't convert in a one score game.
He should have punted. Your defense is your best unit.
Patrick Mahomes had no picks, no touchdowns, 3 picks. And is it possible this receiving corps just isn't good?
Well, I think, again, if you're going to ask me why things dried up, you could look at the Ravens as an example. How come the Ravens could push the ball downfield last year and they can't this year? I would say a lot of it starts with the offensive line. Look, we know what Hollywood Brown is. Like, that's nothing special. Rice has been a guy who gets the ball a ton, but it's not downfield. It's all within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. They're a lot like the Ravens. Explosives are really hard to come by. The run game's not as good as it was a year ago. The downfield passing game is a joke.
Kelsey's
done. The quarterback's having the worst stretch of his career. The tight end, who everything's run through forever, looks like he's getting old. Now, I don't think they're going to throw an extra $13 million at Kelsey.
No.
But we'll see.
Oh. No.
I'm guessing not.
Well, if you're him, just ride off into the sunset, dude. You get Taylor Swift. You've made enough money. She has more money than she knows what to do with.
She's a billionaire.
Multiple
almost.
Lifetimes.
Yeah.
But to me, despite all of it, the offense being terrible, Andy Reid lost the plot of the game.
Yes, he did.
Why you went for it on fourth down at your own 31, the Texans up until that point had one first down in the second half. 4-3 and outs. Your defense was playing its butt off. Punt the ball away, give them a chance.
So their streak of winning the division is over.
They're
6-7. The Broncos are 11-2. Are they missing the playoffs? I think they are.
100%. I think last night, that was a big result for them to the negative.
Bills have head-to-head. Texans have head-to-head. Yeah. Chargers beat them in the first
Jags
matchup.
Jags have head-to-head, like, even if Houston catches the Jags. Yeah. Jags got them head-to-head.
So is this the year, like, because we got Buffalo, excuse me, we got New England and Denver up top, and they both have young quarterbacks. Is this the year that Josh Allen, because he doesn't have to go through Kansas City, and they're playing, that they're starting to get things together, at least offensively? Could this be the year that Buffalo finally cracks through?
It could be. I don't know about Buffalo beating Denver or Houston. I think those defenses can shut them down. Well, we just saw Houston shut them down.
Yeah. That Houston defense is.
I don't know about them getting past those two. But, like, this is clearly the year that the Chiefs finally fell off the curb, tripped over the curb, fell off a cliff, whatever you want to say. And the Ravens did what to respond to it?
They ran it back.
And they did how much to get better?
They ran it back. They treaded
water. All we got to do is, we just got to tread water.
Yeah, because we're good.
I mean, imagine if they actually really, owner on down, wanted to be better than the Chiefs this year. Imagine what might have happened.
Well, right now they're the same.
Oh, they're worse. The Chiefs beat the snot out of them. The
Chiefs eviscerated them.
Dudes were soft quitting in that game.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We kind of touched on this a bit. Jason, you brought it up earlier. Rashad Bateman, and there's a lot wrong with this offense. He certainly plays a role in it because he has not come close to what he was able to do in 2024. Is this just an off year for Bateman, or is this cause for concern? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
I don't want to pick up that conversation.
Yes.
Rashad Bateman. Critical drop on a third down that would have been a first down in the red zone.
That was a big
Sunday
one,
against the Steelers, and it's been that type of year for Rashad Bateman, and it's really disappointing considering just how good he was for the Ravens last year. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a situation of Bateman, in September he had all of his yards, all of his touchdowns. He was playing his best down the stretch. He had six touchdowns in the Ravens' final six games, including the playoffs, had a touchdown in each of those playoff games. He had eight downfield touchdown receptions in 2024. That was the third most in the NFL, trailing only Ja'Marr Chase and Terry McLaurin. So good company to be in there. But he was fantastic in the red zone as well, because that's always been his calling card, even when he was struggling. Remember, we'd always see those PFF charts
he's
all the way in the top right corner. But it just never really clicked between him and Lamar Jackson until last year, and now it's just more of a disconnect, guys. It's one of those points where, yes, the offensive line being as bad as it is, it really neutralizes the deep ball aspect of this offense, but he's just a complete non-factor in this offense. He's got two games this season in which he has more than 25 yards receiving. Heck, some of the more memorable moments from Bateman when he had the personal foul in Miami where he was trying to argue with the ref and plead for pass interference. He's got the smallest target rate of his career. Gets a target on just 12.3% of his routes. That's more of a 5% drop from last year. Career worst catch percentage, 51.4%. Last year it was 62.5%. It's nearly his worst yards after the catch per reception. And last year, where when Lamar threw it to Bateman, great things happened. Mm-hmm. It was 125.9 passer rating, 77.9 passer rating this year when targeting Bateman. So I put up a poll on IA1057 The Fan. And when you look at Rashad Bateman, you're on his Pro Football Reference. It's kind of which one of these years is not like the other. And 2024 is certainly the outlier, where he has had nine touchdowns that year. He's got six the rest of his career. The 756 yards receiving, by far and away the best of his career. So all those numbers, is this just an off year, or is this cause for concern moving forward for Bateman? And this poll just went up prior to us going on air. It's pretty split to start. He'll bounce back in 26. I'm a little worried,
33.3%. He'll bounce back was 35%. 2024 was an outlier, 31.7%. You got to have some concern.
I voted outlier.
It was an outlier.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have some concern for this guy.
Look, I believe over time it will become even more clear what they had cooking last year was unlike what most of what we've seen in the history of this league. How balanced they were, how many personnel groups they had ridiculous EPAs out of, and the quarterback had a arguably top five season in the history of this league. And if you were to distill it down to one thing that kept the season from being prolonged, it was a guy not catching a ball that hit him in the gut. Mm. And out of all the things a year later, nobody's really looking half as good as they did a year ago, but that's the guy who gets paid in season. And you're telling me this is a normal front office. You're telling me this is really about trying to win the Super Bowl every year. Okay.
I'll say this. We've gotten back to the whole, I don't think Lamar trusts Bateman. There were a couple times in that game Sunday where he was wide open and didn't even look at him. And with good reason, because he hits him on what would at least been a first down and possibly a touchdown, and he drops the ball on a shallow cross.
Well, I think we've seen multiple instances. It brought up the Miami part of it all, the attitude type thing. Remember the Rams game? It might have been the Texans game, where Cooper Rush was throwing that deep ball to him and he quit on the route.
Yeah.
And even Harbs afterwards was like, dude, what's going on? Just the body language and all of that, that hasn't been right at all this year.
I think it's an absolute outlier. There was something special going on a year ago, and it reminds me a lot of previous seasons with Bateman now.
Yeah,
watching Sunday and sitting there and seeing him wide open. And
he's
Lamar
not a very heads-up player.
No, Lamar doesn't even want to look at him. And then when he has to look at him, he drops the ball. That's where they are.
Dude. it blows my mind. Likely's going to walk out the door.
Yep.
At a time when they've got nobody with size who can win on the outside. Okay.
And likely he's been injured and hadn't done anything either. Like, it's been a fascinating season on many levels.
From here on out, wherever he goes, I don't know where Likely's going to be, and I don't know where Bateman's going to be.
I bet you
Likely has a better career than Rashad Bateman moving forward.
I think you're probably right. And he's probably going to make more money, too.
Oh, he'll definitely make more money.
Yeah, Bateman's not making real money. Coming up next, Maryland basketball. It's been rough, and they lost by 19 at Iowa on Saturday. They take on Michigan this weekend at home. We'll talk to Chris Nockey, part of the Maryland broadcast. You can hear him right here on 105.7 The Fan. That's an 8 o'clock tip on Saturday, which means pregame coverage starts at 7 here on The Fan. Chris joins us next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.